Pope Francis tomorrow will be reciting the Angelus for Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, which is marked by the wearing of rose-colored vestments. A tradition has arisen in Rome where children take the baby Jesus from their nativity scenes to St. Peter's Square to be blessed by the Pope. This tradition forms the backdrop for the children's book Bambinelli Sunday, A Christmas Blessing, by writer Amy Welburn and artist Anne Kassane Engelhardt. It tells a story about a boy from Naples whose family works in a small shop that sells figures for the nativity scene, who comes to Rome for the blessing. Artist Anne Engelhardt spoke with Charlie Collins about the genesis of the work.
Well, I had heard about this wonderful tradition, and I think it was several years ago Pope Benedict had done the Angelus blessing with the children on this great day, on Gaudete Sunday, and it was a beautiful prayer, and I had seen these wonderful images of these kids holding these little figures of Jesus, some of them tiny, some of them really quite large, and it was just a very festive atmosphere, and we thought it would be a wonderful way to try to help the tradition spread outside of Rome. And I also have always been fascinated with the nativity with the Presepe myself since I was a child. We have, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, there's a beautiful, magnificent Neapolitan Christmas tree they put up every year with an amazing, I think it's like an 18th century Presepe that has hundreds of figures and angels. And I think ever since I was a kid, I've been fascinated with the idea, so I thought it would be fun to bring these two great traditions together in the telling of the story.
Well, you mentioned this, and you mentioned Naples. Can you explain why Naples is so important?
Well, there is a famous street in Naples called the Via San Gregorio Armeno, where most of the little nativity figures are made. And you can walk down the street, and every single store has, you know, wonderful figures and creches and landscapes and beautiful architecture, all in miniature scale. Because, as you know, in Italy, the Presepe is really the highlight of their decorating, if you will, and it really kind of captures the imagination, I guess, of the Italians in the way that maybe our Christmas tree does in the United States. And Naples is just a fascinating place, and that's really where the story begins, with the little boy who's living with his grandparents and temporarily, and the grandfather teaches him how to make his own little figure in the traditional way that it would be done in Naples. And they decide they're going to bring it for the blessing of the Holy Father on Gaudete Sunday.
And this book is written by Amy Welburn. You've collaborated with her before. Your previous books involved some of the papal discourses from Pope Emeritus Benedict that were to children. But this is a work of fiction, actually. How has this creative process been different than some of your previous works?
Well, I think for Amy, it was probably much more challenging because we had the beautiful words of Benedict for our other books, and of course she did some very creative, she used his words in a very creative way, but in this it was an entirely created story. And it also is set over, there are quite a number of different locations for the book, so that was a bit more of a challenge, I would say. You know, we wanted to teach them. We wanted it to be catechetical in a way, like the books that we did based on the Pope Emeritus's catechesis with children. But we needed also for it to be engaging to children in terms of the story itself. So it was quite different, I would say.
One thing about this book, which I personally find very attractive, is its use of color, its fullness, if you will. A lot of children's books are much more simple. It's also the use of color in the use of watercolor. Can you tell us a little bit about your artistic process?
Yeah, you are right. All of the illustrations are done in watercolor. And I get a little carried away sometimes with the detail, but I really enjoy doing that. It's really, it's a challenge, but it's, I find it fascinating to try to control watercolor, which is sometimes a difficult medium to work with because it kind of has a life of its own. So I try to integrate the looseness and the freshness and the spontaneity of the color blending with more of the intricate detail that's done with a lot of preparation. I do a lot of drawing, a lot of research, really. In this case, I was able to go to Naples, and I visited the street, and I met with some of the artisans, and I was able to take a lot of photographs while I was there. So those were really, references for me, and that really helped a great deal. But a lot of it is also just made up, the little shop is kind of a combination of a lot of different places. And I tried to use a lot of rich colors that would really reflect the colorful atmosphere of Naples and of Rome. And I just really wanted to try to make the pictures attractive, for the children so that they could engage with them.
And finally, what are your hopes for this book?
Well, we hope that it will be an opportunity for children to learn about this great tradition. Maybe they could bring it to their own parishes. We've actually heard of some parishes that are starting to do that. We also, the little boy has a little crisis, I would say, in the book, and we want to give children the idea that even though we may be perceived as somewhat damaged, as the little figure that he makes becomes damaged, but that in God's eyes, we're perfect. And, that he loves us in spite of all of our little flaws. And also, we just want to refocus the attention on the Nativity, on the birth of Christ, to show them that's why we're so joyful this time of year.